Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
The show is 818 301 5833.
818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Have a great show set up for you this evening. And before we get into the show, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call Certified Public Accountant Laura Freeman Williams. Now, you can call her at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. For all your tax and accounting needs, please give her a call. That's 770-732-0244. Again, the call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Weigh in on the subject of tonight. The title for tonight's show is How We Used to Do Summer. Now, this is what I'm doing tonight is I'm going to talk about what we're going to discuss how we did summer back when we were growing up in the 70s and early 80s. Actually, before coming out of high school, the way we used to do summer, we're gonna discuss that. And I know there are a lot of people that are listening in to the show. If you want to call in and let everyone know how you or your family used to spend your summers, please call into the show and tell us your experience. Now, the reason I wanted to do a show tonight about that, well, let's do this first. I promote the show on Twitter and Facebook, okay? Now, if you're on my show page online, there in the center, toward the center of the show page, you'll see an icon that says follow the show. You can click on that icon and you can set up a email reminder or a mobile device reminder that'll send you a message and let you know about a half hour before the show starts what the show's about, some show notes, things like that. That way you won't miss an episode if you don't want to, okay? So click on that. Click on follow the show. Also, thanks to you guys that are listening via internet and thanks to you guys that are listening via cell phone. I also promote the show on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's the number 82 Astros Alumni on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, you can follow me there and you'll get tweets of my show notes and my show and when I'm going to have a show and all this rigmarole. Now, I also on Facebook. If you are on Facebook, you can follow me on Facebook. If you go to your account and then go to the top of the page and search for Franklin Williams. Search my name, Franklin Williams, and I promote the show daily on Facebook. So whenever I promote the show, if you can send me a friend request, I'll confirm you as a friend, and whenever I promote the show, you'll get that promotion as well. On your Facebook page. So if we're not friends, find me, send me a friend request, and I'll confirm you. And that, voila, you can listen to the show and you can follow the show there on Facebook. Okay? Now, back to the show. Again, guys, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. I'd like to send one shout out to a great friend of mine in New York, Norma Hardaway. I know he's probably listening to the show tonight. I wanted to let him know that I'm sending him a belated birthday wish. I hope you have had a good one, Hard, and I know you're doing well. So hang in there, brother. Keep going, and I hope you get to the A soon. All right? Now, how we used to do summer. Now, I came up with this topic today because I wanted to talk a little bit about the way we used to do summer. I know now, as compared to how kids and adults and everyone do summer now. This is how we used to do summer. When I was coming up in elementary school, I'm gonna say the end of elementary school. I'm gonna say like the seventh grade, because we didn't have middle school when I was coming up through school. We didn't have a middle school. We went from elementary school, seventh grade, straight into high school, into the eighth grade. So at the end of seventh grade, let's say at the end of seventh grade when we came out of elementary school, then the way we used to do it in my neighborhood. Now, I grew up in a neighborhood that was probably one of the top five roughest neighborhoods in the whole city of Atlanta. Okay, I grew up in a part of Atlanta called Dixie Hills. Now, if you didn't live in the area, or if you didn't know anyone in the area, I mean, the way it was back then, you could walk through the area, but you maybe got a strange look or whatever, but you could come through the area. But there were some times when we get upset when some people from other areas, like maybe a Center Hill or Collier Heights or a Pair Homes type people come through the area, and we didn't know them. I mean, this serious business now. And you know, some words be said. Maybe not anything happened or whatever, yada, yada, but some words would be said. Anyway, so when we were growing up in the summertime, when we got out of school, one thing that used to happen that we were looking forward to is the community swimming pool opening up at the Anderson Park Recreation Center. And we used to go there once it opened. I think, like, if we got out of school last week, it opened about a week later. So we'd all get together and walk there from our neighborhoods. We walked to the pool that afternoon. We swim all day, and then we walk back home towards the evening, way before dark. And then we come home and we eat something, and we pop right back out the door, right back outside. We were outside till dark and a little bit after dark because we didn't have to go to school the next morning. And we wouldn't do crazy stuff, but we hang out and you know, the kids today, my little girl has friends over, and they instead of going outside and play hide and seek, they try to play hide and seek in the house. I mean, I got a nice size house. There's four different levels to my house. You can do that, but it's weird doing that. When we used to, we played hide and seek, we played outside. We played under the street light. And the right there at the street light, that telephone pole, as we called it, the telephone pole was home base. So we play hide and seek under that light at that telephone pole. You could virtually, you could literally run and hide anywhere. And then the person that was it, so to speak, would count, and then they'd come find you. And then you see people popping out everywhere, running and hauling butt trying to get back to that post and hit that post. Because you don't want to be it, because a lot of times, like if you were maybe fat and slow, or just slow, then you'd be it for, you know, 2-3 rounds straight before you got someone out. So, you know, and then, you know, toward the latter part of the evening, when it after dark and all of, for a little while, you'd hear, you know, mom or your older brother or something would come and run, or your younger brother would come and run and say, hey, you know, it's time to come home. Mama said, come on. And that was it. Nowadays, you know, there's nothing. I don't know of a neighborhood right now, whether it's in the city or whether it's in the suburbs, out near me or whatever. No one's doing that type of stuff. You may see kids out riding their bikes a little bit in the subdivision, but that's about it. Nowadays, if you want to go somewhere, mama got to take you, daddy got to take you, and then or a good friend has to come pick you up and go. And there really aren't any more community swimming pools now. Or if they are, they vary. What am I trying to say? Not hardly used now. Where sometimes we used to go to the community pool and it'd be packed, jammed out. I mean, packed out. Where they say they like, we're not gonna let anyone else in because we just got too many people in there right now. And then check this out. When we go to the community pool, it was 35 cents. 35 cents you could swim all day. Hot dogs were a quarter. You could get two hot dogs, some chips, and a drink for like $1, $1.25, $1.50. I mean, you can't even get one hot dog today for $1.50, much less another hot dog, some chips, and a drink. So when we go to the pool, my mom give us $2 each. $2 each. And we'd be able to swim. And after we swam, we'd be able to go out to the concession stand, eat a couple of hot dogs, have a chip, and some drink and a drink, and we were good. Who wouldn't be good on two hot dogs, some chips, and a drink? And you know, today's chips are nothing like the chips we had when we were growing up. When we were growing up, a bag of chips were filled to the rim. You probably had some left over after eating two hot dogs. And, you know, the drinks were pretty much the same. But they were fountain drinks. So, you know, and today, now you got these camps and stuff. And we had camps when we were growing up. But the camps that we had at the recreation centers, They were all paid for on the city dime. You know, my mom paid taxes, you know, from work and all, so she paid taxes, city taxes and all that. And but when we were growing up, you know, it wasn't so much corruption within the city government as it is now. You know, people going in there taking money. You know, you hear about all these, you know, people taking money. Oh, we caught them, but they, you know, it looked like they stolen over $400,000. But we caught them. They going to jail. Hey, where's the money? Money gone. You know, corruption. All the corruption that's good that goes on now. All it does is hurt other programs. It hurt kids and all that stuff. But back then, I'm sure someone was stealing money. I'm sure that was happening back then. But it wasn't to the extent that it's happening now. So, you know, even at the recreation center, I played every sport there that I could play when I was growing up at the recreation center. I played basketball. I played football. I played baseball. I played everything I could play when I was growing up. Now, my mom say, hey, if you want to play, you got to get there yourself. She wasn't taking me. I had to get there on my own. So I had to walk up to the rec center in order to play. But that was cool. Used to that. Walk to practice. That was cool. We were used to that. Because we used to walk to the park all the time and go swimming. So we were used to that. And I had friends that played and all that, and we used to walk together up there and practice and walk back home. No big deal. And all throughout the neighborhood, everybody knew who we were. So we had no problems walking through the neighborhood, things like that. But now, kids can't do that. If you want to play some type of sport, your mom got to pick you up. Your mom got to drop you off. You got to pay $150 in order to play. You got to pay $75 in order to play. You got to buy your own uniform. You got to buy your own cleats and shoes and stuff like that. Well, we had to buy our own shoes. But we didn't have to buy uniforms and equipment. That was all furnished by the recreation center or the city. You know, it's just nothing like it used to do. Nothing like we used to do. It's not close to what we had. And that's sad because I feel like it hurts the kids. I feel like it hurts some of the parents that may have kids that may be great players, that may be able to do this and do that, but they can't afford to have them there. So they miss out. And it's sad, but that's how we used to do it in the summer. And then every summer, you know, Monday was Memorial Day. That kicked off the first day of summer. You know, every summer, we used to take a trip to the beach, and we used to go to Panama City Beach every summer and just have a blast. Because of that, you know, that's what I do with my kids every summer. We go to the beach. It may not be Panama, but we go to the beach every summer and hang out for about a week and do all the things we want to do and hang out on the beach as much as we can, eat as much as we can, and, you know, we souvenir shop, we hit ice cream late at night. I mean, it's just a blast, and we can't wait to go. We're going in about 2 weeks, and we can't wait to hit the beach. At least I can't, and I know my girls can't. So that's, you know, if you look at it, how I grew up and how we used to come up in the summertime and things we used to do in the summertime. Even in my neighborhood, I'm going to tell you this story. Even in my neighborhood, we used to get together, a lot of the guys in the neighborhood, we'd get together and we used to play down in a wooded area near a creek, right? I mean, we did everything down there. We shot BB guns. We threw rocks. We played in the creek. We caught crayfish in the creek. We did all this kind of stuff down there in the creek, okay? And then we used to have a little cookout at the creek. We called it a weenie roast, all right, where we built a fire in the ground. We dug a hole, built a fire in the ground, and then we'd roast weenies, hot dogs, while we were down there. And everybody was accountable for something. You know, we may have been accountable for the ketchup and mustard. Someone else, the buns. Someone else was able to get some hot dogs from home. Someone else had some chips. Someone else brought this. Someone else brought that. Until, you know, we had everything we needed, and we meet down there, and we hang out. Didn't bother anyone. But one day, there was a guy that came down there, and we knew this guy. He was older than everybody that was there. He was older than everybody. But he came down there, and he was like, hey, you know, y'all give me a hot dog. Well, you can have a hot dog or two hot dogs if you want, but you got to help clean up. That was our thing. All right? So he sat there, and he ate a couple of hot dogs. And then when we got ready to clean up, he didn't want to clean up. So, everybody started jawing at him and jawing at him and jawing at him. You know, I was a young tyke. I may have been in sixth grade or something. But, you know, so I didn't do a whole lot of talking. But my older brother and some of his friends and all they let me hang out with them. They were going at it. Next thing you know, they jumped on the guy, bang, knocked him down, started beating him. He got up and started running out of the woods. We ended up catching him at the end of the woods, up in some apartments that were a couple of streets over from our neighborhood. Right, we caught him up in some apartments. Caught him in the parking lot of some apartments. And then, you know, we all surrounded him. And next thing you know, a couple of guys pulled their belts off and just started popping him in the head and in the leg and everywhere. Pop, 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 boop, pop, beep, pop, bang. Next thing you know, we all took off running. He was down. We took off running back to where we were. And, we were all hanging out at this one guy's house, and next thing you know, the police pulled up in his yard. And the police pulled up in the yard, and he had the guy and his dad with him, right? The police pulled up in the yard, and he was like, hey, your son jumped on my son and busted his teeth out and this and that. And we were all up there in his yard, right, when the police came. And his mom was there. His mom was like, if you don't get your ass out of my yard right now. I mean, these kids were down there having them a good time. They told me all about it. They always go down there and cook and have them a good time. Don't bother nobody. Your son went down there and started messing around with them and got his butt whooped. So you get out of my yard. Leave us alone.
So the police was like, okay,
police pulled out and went on about his business. And, you know, we had cracked that guy. Yeah, they had cracked that guy open, man. Bust his teeth out, lust for his teeth out, all kind of stuff. But, you know, those are the kind of things that we used to do when we were growing up. And I know you guys used to do some good stuff like that. Well, we got about a minute left in the show, guys. Thank you for tuning in to the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to How I Spent My Summer. Maybe we'll do another show. Maybe you guys will want to call in and talk about your experience. But anyway, I hope you had a great day at work today. I hope you have a great day at work tomorrow. I hope you have a great night tonight. Go Heat, and I'll talk to you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Take care, guys.
As life goes on, starting to learn more and more about responsibility, and I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet and things that they don't want to take responsibility for.
Sorry for the time.